Good afternoon, Mr. Krupal. I know you can't see the sun right now, what with all the windows covered, but you'll just have to trust me that it's afternoon. Ilya Krupal. Well, don't look so surprised. I have my ways of finding these things out, don't I? And you were sent to spy on me, trying to find out just how much I know. Well, I know for a fact you aren't British. Codename, Julian Parsons. That was a good cover story, pretending to be MI6, just checking in on your American allies. How stupid do you think I am? Oh, you seem so scared of me, Ilya. You have no reason to be. Why, I think you know enough about me after working with me for 8 months. After becoming something like friends, to know I don't actually want to hurt you. I'm not angry at you, because I knew you were spying on me from the start, and I played along. And you do just sound so dashing with your English accent. You thought it would make me trust you more, huh? To tell me you're from York, just like my mom is? That was very clever. It's too bad for you, and for the FSB, though, that it just wasn't clever enough. Nice, Solnishka? Anyway, you don't have to fear what I'm going to do to you. Your government, if they find out that you take the deal I'm going to offer you, and you will take it if you're smart, they're a different story. But you won't be on your own. In fact, I'll even be your handler. And I think, Mr. Krupal, that you'd like that very much. Wouldn't you? You see, I've turned a lot of spies. Some require the stick, and some are coaxed with the carrot. You seem to be more of a carrot guy, Ilya. Don't play coy. I've seen the way you look at me. I know how your eyes trail my curve whenever you think I'm not looking. You want me, and you hate yourself for it, just a little. Don't you? You hate that you want this naggy, stubborn American woman who puts you in your place. You know, I know a lot more about your culture than you realize. If you did your research, and I suspect you did, you'll see that I majored in Russian literature in college. A very valuable major. I learned the ins and outs of your language, your culture. You also know that my dad is from Finland. Yep. 80 years ago, our ancestors, your grandparents and mine, fought a bloody fucking war against each other. And though your government seized Karelia, Finland still remained in control of itself. I'm like Finland. When it matters, I'm always in control. In my job, and in the bedroom. We've looked into your internet history, Lubov. We know you love that sort of thing. Women controlling you. It's a feeling you crave, isn't it? To just let go. To just let someone take care of you. Decide for you. Take your anxiety away. I can give that to you, Ilya. I know you want me to. The deal is this. As a sign of goodwill, you'll give me the coordinates of where you guys are holding agents Mendoza and Jackson. In return, I'll become your handler. My government will protect you. You'll get a cushy, well-paid security job and a new identity. If you make me happy, you might even just get me. How does that sound? You can take all the time you want to think about it. With you tied up like that, you aren't going anywhere.